Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Questlove does the shuffle. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Today, the drummer for this hip-hop group, The Roots, talks about how the randomizing feature inside our digital music players is changing the way we experience music. Plus, how New Yorkers are marking the 100th anniversary of the Titanic disaster. And a live performance from the Malian guitarist Vieux Farka Touré and the Israeli pianist and songwriter Idan Reichel. But we start with Amir Thompson, the drummer better known as Questlove. Behind the kit with The Roots, he's made some great hip-hop albums and backed up late-night host Jimmy Fallon every night on NBC. But recently, he embarked on an ambitious project. He's taking the idea of the shuffle play setting on your iPod or digital music player and bringing that to the concert stage. He's calling the event Shuffle Culture. And we'll open the phones to hear how you think shuffle has changed pop culture. But joining me in the studio, Questlove. Welcome back to Soundcheck.
How's it going?
Good. So can you define what, for you, shuffle culture means?
Shuffle culture, I guess, in the age of the iPod, has kind of replaced the remote culture, which... You know, after the invention of the remote control and digital television, you know, no one watches. You know, I grew up in a time where there were 6 channels.
Right.
And, you know, now there's
and you
over
watched
900.
Every commercial.
Right. Now there's 936 channels. So, you know, Sunday I'm the worst at that. You know, you watch 10 seconds of this and 20 seconds of that. And, ooh, what's on this channel? You never take anything fully in. And now the way that we digest music is practically the same process of which you have the ability to carry your entire music collection inside your pocket. Me, myself, I got about, in my iPod, I believe I have about 61,000 songs. Mm-hmm. So
that's a big iPod.
Oh, yeah, it's humongous.
Yeah.
the fact that I'm able to, you know, scroll through 500 songs before I find the one that I'm satisfied with. That's kind of the society we live in now. So,
But the shuffle function sort of takes that scrolling, in theory, takes that away and gives you sort of an element of surprise.
Well, yeah, you know.
With stuff that you yourself have loaded into the machine.
Yeah, my iPod is probably the unique thing about it is that, you know, that's where, you know, Gil Evans is at home with Osabisa and at home with Earth, Wind & Fire and at home with N.W.A. and at home with Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Muppets, our New York ambassadors.
Our new ambassadors.
So
what's the idea? How do you bring that idea, that concept, out onto a concert stage? What does that look like sound like?
You know, well, I guess in my recording career, I'm adjusting to new ways to listen by making shorter records. My DJ career, I'm trying to get people to dance to genres of music they never thought they could before. And now in this project, I'm taking different people from all walks of life and kind of mixing them in, and shuffling them,
mm-hmm.
different genres of music and different styles. So it's experimental. Initially, I wanted to kind of do a White Stripes, Black Keys experiment where I would stay constantly on drums and then we'd switch musicians
mm-hmm.
every, 90 seconds to 3 minutes.
Wow.
That would have been intense. It would have been intense. I think that's good for performance art, but I mean, pretty much it would have just been a dual battle between two mm-hmm. musicians. And not all of this presentation has to be about, you know, who can out solo the other person.
Right.
So maybe that's an idea I'll try in the future.
In the meantime, Shuffle Culture takes place at the BAM Opera House in Brooklyn Thursday and Friday of next week, April 19th and 20th, 8 p.m. each night, with an enormous cast of characters, mm-hmm. and they do kind of span a lot of different music genres. Just to give our listeners a hint of the kind of things you are shuffling in these concerts, here is Jeremy Ellis, mm-hmm. and a little bit also of The Roots, featuring the jazz pianist Dee Dee Jackson, also on next week's shows. Jazz pianist Dee Dee Jackson here from that sweet Questlove that ends the Roots last record, Undone.
Yeah.
Jeremy Ellis, producer DJ. I was really liking that.
What you have to understand is that what you just heard, he is taking DJ culture and electronic culture to the next level. What he does is he takes samples from mm-hmm. records. And he sort of plays it as it's a piano. So when you were hearing that piano solo, mm-hmm. he had chopped, he usually chops about 100 chords from jazz records and then plays them by hand. So he, you know, he takes two drum machines. With his left hand, he does the drums. Mm-hmm. And with his right hand, he does the soloing.
So he's playing.
He's playing that yeah. with his 10 fingers.
So both of these musicians, Jeremy Ellis and Dee Dee Jackson, along with the indie rock band Deerhoof and the beatboxers Razel and Kenny Muhammad and mm-hmm. Questlove himself and the comedian and performer Reggie Watts and on the Metropolis Ensemble,
yeah.
all part of this shuffle culture event at the BAM Opera House next Thursday and Friday. You have done so much yourself with The Roots. Mm-hmm. You've played jazz with the bassist and sometime soundcheck host Christian McBride.
Yeah, my buddy.
You've done classical music. You were into Debussy. And
right.
So would you have – is this shuffle thing just an excuse for you to do what you would normally do left to your own devices anyway?
I'll say that the project that I did with Karen Ann and the Dirty Projectors and – it was like a impressionist.
That was the Philly Paris.
The Philly
project.
Paris.
Karen Ann, the Franco-Israeli singer.
So I'll say that this is kind of the exodus from that project.
Hmm.
That particular project, you know, we were specifically focused on impressionist, you know, turn of the century French music, meeting jazz. For this one, we're kind of just doing that idea on steroids and mixing all types of music. But
and is it truly shuffle? I mean, do you know who's going when, or will that happen sort of in the moment?
We're going to really map it out. The thing is that it will be meticulously planned, but we will have a lot of space for improvisation,
mm-hmm.
and that's the hard thing, like trying to stay disciplined and give people surprises at the same time.
Speaking with Amir Thompson, better known as Questlove, the drummer for the band The Roots, and he's the guy behind this Shuffle Culture series, which will include a 27-year-old Chicago musician named Willis Earl Beal. Does this kind of outsider blues. Mm-hmm. He'll be on the program as well.
Take me away, out no more, the old forgot no more to say. Give all my money, still ain't got no friends. Better take me away from these cruel cold lanes. Take me away, take me away. Wanna go home yonder, don't wanna stay. Seen everything.
Some experimental blues from Willis Earl Beale. Then you hit the shuffle button and you get something completely different from the indie band Deerhoof. That's the band Deerhoof. Behold a marvel in the darkness. We also heard Willis Earl Beale doing Take Me Away. Two of the artists in the Shuffle Culture series that Questlove of The Roots is producing at BAM's Opera House next week. He's with us on Soundcheck today. Soundcheck listeners, we're talking about Shuffle Culture. Do you use the Shuffle setting on your iPod or other music player? If so, why? And if not, why not? You can call us, 212-433-WNYC, or leave a comment on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Again, the number 212-433-9692. Carol from Staten Island writes, I was listening to my iPod on shuffle during my commute. I said to myself, wow, I really like all these songs. Later I realized, of course I liked all those songs. It's my iPod. It was a Blondell moment. And I'm not sure whether she's referring specifically to the medieval troubadour Blondell or whether that's a misprint or something, but it's a fairly obscure reference
one
way.
Right.
So what about the presence of classical music in this shuffle? You've got the Metropolis Ensemble, and
right.
Classical music can be a difficult thing because sometimes the length, the difference in the texture, how does that work in?
I just feel it really provides a color. I'll say that my attraction to it, ironically enough, you know, they were based on R&B albums that used the orchestras. Not to mention, I come from Philadelphia, in which, you know, the sound of Philadelphia is the sound of syncopated Latin rhythms mixed with orchestral music.
Yeah, I mean, there are many people who would say the sound of Philadelphia is that string section of the Philadelphia Orchestra.
Exactly. So, you know, that is, you know, a sound that I grew up on, and it just became second nature. We used it a lot on the Undone record. I mean, the Roots have always used orchestral musicians, but because it was so prominently featured on the last record, I personally didn't want to let it go.
Well, so you haven't let it go. The Metropolis Ensemble is going to be on hand as part of this Shuffle Culture event, playing some shorter classical pieces like Debussy's evergreen Clair de Lune. So that is Debussy's Clair de Lune in an arrangement for strings, the Metropolis Ensemble performing, as they will be doing next Thursday and Friday as part of the Shuffle Culture concerts that Amir Thompson, better known as Questlove of The Roots, is putting on at the BAM Opera House, 8 p.m. each night. And we're asking you, what do you think of shuffle culture? Do you use the shuffle function on your MP3 player? Jesse's on the line with us from Jackson Heights. Hey, yep. Jesse, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having me on. First of all, Quest, I just want to say I'm sorry about the chicken contest.
I was wondering how long we were going to get.
That's cool. I want to say that I don't use shuffle because even though I like all the songs on there, it makes me too focused on instant gratification and songs that have really intense build-ups. You know, I just hit next and get something a little more poppy and engaging.
So you don't like the shuffle function?
Right, right.
Because it takes the song out of context?
Yeah, and it just, I mean, if I'm listening to something like ambient and then I just want to hit next and get something that's instantly gonna make me feel good and get me grooving, whereas some other things need to be taken on their own. I feel like it kind of makes the album less powerful, the concept of the album.
I can understand that. Like when I sleep, I keep my iPod on 24-hour rotation, so when I sleep, I take it off of shuffle because I don't want to be awakened by like Fishbone or Bad Brains while I'm asleep. So I know which, you know.
So what is it playing to you while you're asleep?
I have, you know, quieter jazz records. Mm-hmm. Usually do that, or, you know,
little Bill Evans, or
yeah, exactly, like piano only jazz stuff. Mm-hmm. or you know, I'll make my own slow mix. I'll make a personal mix so that it doesn't get interrupted. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I've done that a few times, accidentally shuffled and then awakened by
So what sounds good at 3 p.m, not necessarily
exactly
as good, yeah, at 3 p.m.
I have a daytime and a nighttime iPod.
So the chicken thing, I mean, as long as the caller brought it up, just briefly, mm-hmm. you and the chef David Chang.
David Chang.
The guy behind the Momofuku restaurants.
Yeah.
You had a little fried chicken throwdown
on
Jimmy
weird.
Fallon.
It's kind of weird. I'm a newbie in the culinary world, but it's so much like the hip-hop world. It's really crazy. Like, you, just like a hip-hop artist, you have to, you know, get the approval of the subculture of the underground blogosphere, you know, turn them out. And I guess based on all the acclaim that my little startup business is getting, Quest Loves Food, and Bon Appetit and Food and Wine and, you know, all these, you know,
the foodies,
these luminaries. You know, Chang called me out like a real MC. Like, oh yeah, you feeling comfortable because you were named one of the 25 best things to look forward to? Well, you know, you come and battle me, son. You know, so I stepped to the plate.
Who knew he had that in him?
I don't know. You know, I kind of have some issues because, you know, when the judges last night on the show, they kind of had an orgasm after they ate my particular recipe. And, I will say that I am a little relieved that he did win because if that were me, like, you know, 7 times James Beard chef winner, mm-hmm. I wouldn't take it too well if a startup drummer beat me world renowned. It would have been a great David and Goliath story, but
yeah,
you know, at the end of the day, he's gonna serve the drumsticks at his restaurant, which
and the proceeds go to charity.
Yes, and the proceeds definitely go to charity. And then you know,
everybody wins.
We all win. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
We're speaking with Questlove and talking about shuffle and shuffle culture and the shuffle culture events at BAM next week. Logan is joining us on the line from Connecticut. Logan, are you a shuffle fan?
I am, and I just want to say before I get into it, Quest, your tweets during the Springsteen concert the other day were awesome. I loved those.
Thank you. It was my second show.
That's great.
I'm going to see more.
When you said that he had played,
he's been tweeting. He's been tweeting while we've been talking too, Logan. So you know, don't turn your back on this guy for a second. You'll miss something.
Right.
Right.
But thank you.
So yeah, shuffle.
But, you know, I agree with the caller that was just on before me with shuffle, you know, sort of making the album less important. But I feel like with shuffle, you know, you can get a random track that you haven't heard in a while, and that makes you, you know, sometimes want to go back and listen to the entire album alone, and it really gives you a better appreciation for the whole album sometimes when you get one of those classics that you haven't heard in a while on your shuffle, and it brings you back to the album and just gets you into the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit, yeah, I've found a few gems that I forgot about.
Yeah.
Because I buy records so much that I'll forget that I purchased something. So this morning in the gym, I totally forgot that I purchased all three Bill Cosby singing albums. And one of them was actually good. I was like, ooh, who's this? And I look, Bill Cosby singing Sonny? Really? So, you know.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, when you have that many records, that many 61,000 songs in a single iPod, you're not going to be able to keep track of all of them.
But I use my iPod more for research. That's mm-hmm. not my prime. Like, I still use my records for, you know, when I'm home and stuff, so.
What? Do you know Girl Talk, the DJ and producer Greg Gillis?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
So, do you consider that shuffle culture? I mean, he takes huge chunks of other people's music and mixes them together. How this guy hasn't been sued yet is one of the miracles of modern music.
You know, it's like, well, similar. I actually like, you know, between Girl Talk and there's an album that's in my top 10 of all time called Since I Left You by Australian...
not Pogo.
No, someone
Avalanches.
Tweeted to me. Avalanches. There you go. Oh, thank God you're a music geek.
No, that came from the controller. That was Joel in the controller.
Joel, he's like he just did a touchdown.
Joel's got his arms in the air in the control room. Yes.
Probably one of the greatest albums I've heard. That's an example of this. That was sort of an inspiration was the Avalanches Since I Left You, which, you know, I still put top 10 on my all-time favorite records. To me, that's, you know, that's a part of hip-hop culture, which is a part of pop culture. Mm-hmm. It's like Andy Warhol taking Campbell's Soup logo and making art out of it. And, you know, hip-hop culture amalgamating, you know, taking the Monkees and the Rolling Stones and then taking...
And whatever else is in this.
You guys are amazing.
Ask and you shall receive. Avalanches on Soundcheck.
Yeah,
Avalanches.
Music critic Madison McFerrin hates that I champion this record because he thinks it's theft. But everything on this album is 100% samples. And I'm very impressed when producers can make melodic samples fit each other perfectly mm-hmm. so that it sounds like a complete piece.
Well, and, you know, we've seen this particular argument / discussion for centuries. So much great art.
Is it art or is it theft?
It's...
All art is
recombinant art from other stuff.
Yeah.
So that's Since I Left You from Avalanches. We've been speaking with Amir Thompson, better known as Questlove, drummer from The Roots. His Shuffle Culture event takes place next Thursday and Friday, April 19th and 20th, at the BAM Opera House, 8 p.m. each night, with a cast of characters that runs from the Metropolis Ensemble to the actress and DJ Sasha Gray, to the indie band Deerhoof, Questlove himself, and many, many others. And it's been great having you back with us on Soundcheck.
I love coming back. One day I'm going to come and play.
All right, next time.
Yes, next time.
All right, this is Soundcheck.
Yo, I'm never sleeping like I'm on methamphetamines. Move like my enemy, 10 steps ahead of me. Say my reputation, precede me.
Up next, New Yorkers are marking the 100th anniversary of the Titanic disaster. We'll learn how. And then later, Malian guitarist Via Farka Touré and the Israeli pianist and songwriter Idan Reichel join us in studio for a live performance. And speaking of live performances, how's that for a shuffle? Coming up on Wednesday, April 25th, we'll be live in the green space with the modern-day guitar hero Khaki King and the string band known as Punch Brothers, led by mandolin virtuoso Chris Thiele. You can be there, too, on Wednesday, April 25th, live at 2 p.m. in the green space. Visit the Soundcheck webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck, for details.
This girl, and I'd be the happiest backslider in the world if you would. tell.